Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Here's Tyler Columbus and D-Man.
Hey, no offense Friday, but we'll say anything after you say no offense. And on the text line, hey, no offense, but that was Shermer's only good year as a coordinator or a head coach.
Yeah. No offense.
It was a pretty good year, though. It was pretty good. I mean, we watched the Giants. That was awful. I get it. But I don't know, man. I don't think it's impossible to go back in that direction.
The good news about Pat Shermer, D-Mac, just really quick to address that. If we were to continue this exercise and keep going back in time on all his different spots, especially if you involve Philadelphia, even though that really wasn't his deal, that was Chip Kelly's deal, he's had a new identity just about everywhere he's gone. So it would appear that he attempts to mold his offense around the weapons he has. So, we don't have to entirely try to fit him into one singular box here. But of course, it's natural to try to relate what we're seeing on film to what could be here in Denver.
303-713-1043. If you got some no offense takes you want to throw at us, our 9 News Broncos insider is Mike Kliss, and I know there's breaking news in the NFL. I want to get to that to a second, Mike. But first, you know, we're looking at Jeff Driscoll today. That's one of our fan film room breakdowns. Mike, what did the Broncos like so much about Jeff Driscoll? Enough that they haven't really pursued any other kind of backup quarterback.
A couple things. One, they wanted a quarterback. I think Elway, after Joe Flacco and how the offense did a little better with Brandon Allen when he could move around, and then Drew Locke, who moved around real well, he wanted an athlete. As part of his characteristics as a quarterback. And I suppose Elway always liked that because that's how he played. He was more athletic quarterback than, say, Dan Marino, who was more pure passer type of quarterback. And Elway's teams won more. So that's one thing. Driscoll's an athlete. He runs well. You can say he runs way better than he passes. Even I think I've maybe heard that here at 104.3 a time or two on
your show. Well, I'm surprised because it's true.
And they also did like first of all, I think they have liked them at various times. They liked them coming out of the draft, and if you remember, I think it was 2016. He was with the 49ers and played well in a half in a preseason game against the Broncos when Paxton Lynch did not play so well, and Trevor Siemian won the job, I think, that day. Trevor Siemian became the Broncos' starting quarterback in 2016, and maybe it was 2017. I can't remember. But Driscoll played well, so they liked him then. They thought there was something there. And then he started 8 games for the Bengals in Detroit. And, yes, there wasn't a whole lot of success there. But kind of like why they liked Kevin Hogan before that, if you remember, they claimed him off waivers. He got banged around while he was quarterbacking for the Browns. Didn't have much success, but lived to tell about it. And sometimes when you get bumped and bruised as you're developing and you're with bad teams and you kind of had some courage and fought through it, that impresses people. And so those are all the reasons why they like Driscoll. Primarily, though, he's got similar physical characteristics as Drew Locke.
Mike, what's your take on this new proposal the NFL's got going out to incentivize the hiring of minority coaches? Actually, help me out with the details here, Mike or D-Mac, you can move up, what is it, eight or ten spots in the third round if you hire a minority head coach or GM? What's your take on the whole deal?
Yeah, that's what I think it was. Six spots was the six. First one, and then there's a second level that I didn't.
Well,
read.
Six is for a coach. 10 is for a GM.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah. I think it's silly. In looking at this over the years, my take is you have to treat the symptom before the disease. And to me, where the NFL's greatest failing has been in the minority area has been offensive coordinators with play callers. It's almost the only black offensive coordinator with play calling responsibilities is Byron Leftwich with Tampa Bay. The enemy is an offensive coordinator with the Chiefs, but everyone knows Andy Reid runs the offense. And if you want to know why Eric Bieniemy gets all these coaching interviews and never gets a job, that's why. The clearest pipeline to a head coach is to have success as an offensive coordinator and call the plays. You do that, you're getting a job the next year. And the NFL does not get, even though there's dozens of black running back coaches and dozens of black receiver coaches who have, you know, Ty Tolbert and Curtis Modkins now and Eric Studisville. These guys, but they won't give them coordinator jobs. And it's ridiculous. They won't trust them. It's almost like we're going back to the 70s, with the black quarterback. And that's got to be the next step for the NFL, is to somehow open the door for minorities to become offensive coordinators and let them call plays.
Well, this is a proposal, so in your opinion, do you think it's going to get shot down or do you think it's going to go through?
I think, boy, that sounds... I mean, you don't know how much a committee can strong-arm an ownership base. Without that, this seems a little too... This seems too gimmicky to me to go on.
Fair enough. We'll keep. We'll have NFL news next week. The NFL, it doesn't stop. Hey, there's other news coming out today, Mike, about reopening or opening in a certain phase, which is interesting because California is just in a whole different world, as is the New York area. But what do you understand about what is going to happen starting next week?
They can return to their buildings, staffers, staff employees, and football administrators like Elway and Russell can go back into the headquarters. But the coaching staff can't, and that's because of competitive reasons that you just mentioned. The Rams and the Chargers in L.A., the Jets, I'm not sure what New Jersey's status is, but I know the numbers are bad there coronavirus-wise. And so I don't think they can go back in. So because of competitive reasons, the coaches, Fangio and his coaching staff can't go back into the building. So don't know if the Broncos are going to allow their staffers back in. But with Colorado's guidelines and the NFL memo, they could go back on Tuesday if they wanted to.
Well, what else is going on, Mike?
Well, let's see. The draft's over. Virtual, mega Hollywood Squares virtual meetings are going on. And they finished up the rookie. I think the rookies are finishing up maybe today or tomorrow. They're still putting them through all of that rookie orientation this week. And then I don't know if the Broncos are going to have to follow up on that, if they're going to continue with the virtual meetings next week or not. I think there's another three-week phase that they can have meetings with the rookies then joining the veterans. So maybe that's the new and exciting thing going on.
I can't wait till we find out, like, what rookie's playing video games or not paying attention or – wait till you hear the stories about guys falling asleep.
Some guy forgets to hit the mute button. He's having a conversation on his cell phone.
Right.
You know, we should have like an all virtual off season football team and just kind of look at the Wonderlic scores and Ryan Fitzpatrick, the all time greatest quarterback in NFL history, You know, because that's all this is. I mean, even media guys could be an NFL player for an off season.
Why not? Why not? We'll figure it out. I can find a whiteboard and just, you know, okay, and not.
What do you think happens, guys? What do you think happens preseason game August 15th against the 49ers? What does it look like? Does it happen, first of all? And
well, hold on. Where are the 49ers based out of?
You mean their training camp?
Where are, yes, 49ers, Chargers, Rams. Where are they practicing?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. You know, the Rams with the LA situation there, maybe Air Force. You know, didn't they go to Air Force for a week?
Yeah,
2 years ago because of the Mexico City game.
They've done,
and you know, with Kroenke having some ties here, who knows?
Right.
They've done it a couple times, haven't they?
Yeah, the Rams, anytime, you know, New England came out here a couple of years ago because of a Mexico City game, the altitude.
Well, what we're seeing right now in California, by far, is, because we're seeing it with the colleges, is very, very stern sort of restrictions where that doesn't exist in other places. So I don't know how this doesn't impact. Well, first of all, the 49ers, you realize, are not in San Francisco. They're in Santa Clara, which is literally right next to Palo Alto, whereas Stanford is. And the colleges are not going to be open in California in the fall to students like they are in other places. So how in the world are you going to have training camp and games and how are you going to have all that? And by the way, you talk about, like, oh, the employees can go back in, right, starting on May 19th or some of them. Well, at some point, the players and coaches have to come in. And I get it. They don't want to have unfair advantages, but there's three California teams. I mean, serious, and two New York teams, the New York City teams, and the Bills. And I don't know if the Bills would be under the same restrictions, but let's just say they are, and there's six teams, Mike and Tyler, that can't participate the same as all of the other teams. Does that mean we just stop football completely? Or does the NFL really put a strong arm to those teams? Go somewhere else.
Oh, they will go somewhere else. I mean, they won't even think about it, D-Mac. Of course they'll go somewhere else. They're not going to miss out on the season.
Roger Goodell has shown this offseason that he ain't giving up the kitty. He is this league. I'm just the determination of Goodell through free agency and the draft. And you know, thank goodness for Roger Goodell going forward with free agency and the draft. Mm. But I also think I don't think he did it for the morale of the country. I think he did it for revenue. The NFL is all about keeping the revenue streams going. And I do think one way or the other, if it comes down to California and New York is a problem with reopening, then yes, they will reopen somewhere else.
We appreciate it, Mike Kliss from 9 News.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.